day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT 3 plenary call number 17 on 19 June 2019 at 1100 UTC. Members attending the call today are Pat, Cheryl, Vanda, Sebastian, Lou, Jacques, Daniel, Erica, Demi, Osvaldo, and observers joining us are Shokri, Bernie, and Sophie. Attending from ICANN organization is Jennifer and Brenda. We do have apologies from Jeff, Wolfgang, Martin, and Nagar. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to ask you to please, before speaking, and mute your audio when not speaking. And I'll turn the call over to Cheryl and Pat. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, Brenda. And last call before we do some face-to-face work for those of us who are traveling to Marrakesh. Many of you will, if you're not in Marrakesh, be joining us remotely. With that, let's move on to asking the usual administrivia question on statements of interest update, if any of you have any statements of interest to declare under our continuous disclosure policy, please do so now. And we've not seen any changes to SOIs at this stage. Pat and I are delighted to note in today's agenda that we have got our acknowledgement that our terms of reference have been received by the board. So the TORs and the work plan have been received by the board and circulated to the SOAC leaders. In addition, it's also been mentioned in the twice weekly update to leaders as well. And that's a little addition to our normal agenda. With that, I'll ask if anyone has any other business they'd like to declare now. We will ask again before the end of the call.
Daniel, for the record, could I please proceed?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Please go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah. The continuing is that on the any other businesses, the annotated ATRT documentation readout, which was sent to the various work parties. The main, just to give the main justification of why that was done, was that based on the different review work parties, there was need to identify what sections of the ATRT report that they were working on. Once that would have been clearly identified, then we shall be able to get up of what the reviews work party would be tackling in the respective ATRT2 document. So just also allow me also give a brief update about the reviews because what we are doing right now is that we are waiting upon the feedback from the various leads or leaders of the different respective reviews such that we can be able to proceed with our respective work of the respective work of the reviews work party. Either we shall most likely choose either to proceed to the second objective of our reviews work party, or we can continue the review of the HR2 report document. So that is a joint reaction to the AOB and also the update from the reviews. Hope I've moved so fast into the agenda. Back to you, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. Not sure what you want me to do with that. I was calling for any other business, and it seems to me that you've presented both your report and a reminder, which I gather was the matter you wanted to raise. So that's not a piece of any other business now. It seems to be dealt with. And, of course, we will be also looking at ATRT2 in detail in our face-to-face meeting. So unless anyone has any other matters they want to raise under any other business, we'll look to our agenda. And our agenda is now going to move to our updates from each work party. Daniel's done the impromptu presentation of the reviews section. Thank you. So let's now move to our normal order of events, which is with the board and Osvaldo or Sebastian, who's going to lead on that one.
Hello, this is Osvaldo. Do you hear me?
Please go ahead. We can indeed. Go ahead.
Yes. We have the last thing we did was present the recommendations of the AT-RT2 working group regarding which of them are we going to focus on to with respect to the board. The document was I sent it on Skype. And then I'll document the list of recommendations I think we should focus on. And then right now we are working on the questions. I hope for the meetings in Marrakesh, I hope to have them finished by today or tomorrow and share with the group. Thank you.
Thank you, Osvaldo. Sebastian, anything to add?
Unfortunately, nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Vanda, you, yeah. Lou, what have you got to report?
I believe Lou can be part of today. Maybe he can make some statements. Leo, up to you.
Leo, are you connected to audio? I see you're unmuted, but I'm not hearing.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. I had a meeting with GAC leadership in the Monday and to report the progress of 8RT3 review team and also the question list from the GAC working parties. And also I asked for an additional interview session after our group plenary meeting on the next Thursday morning between the 8RT3 and the GAC for the whole GAC member, and so that interview we will interview GAC leadership and the GAC responsible member for our question list, so GAC will GAC leadership accept our question list, and also they will ask for some members who can join the interview. GAC leadership will check all the questions before the interview. I think they probably will accept the interview and have maybe a small group from GAC and with the GAC working party, or maybe two, like this for interview to discuss all the question and also the case study, so that we can learn some back information and the consideration about the decision making from GAC. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Banda, anything to add?
No, I believe it's all done for our group. Our questions is done. Our session of ATRT2 is very clear. And we had some feedback from Martin about what is really already done in terms of ATRT2 related to GAC and board. And I believe that we are prepared to the meeting. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Can I ask if you could put in a approximate time when this additional meeting may occur? If you could put that into the chat so we can note it. It's not been confirmed yet, obviously. But we might want to put in our schedule the time block for this potential additional time, particularly since the actual block of time for GAC communique drafting is not listed on the Marrakesh agenda. It would be very helpful if you could give us the... I understand about the feedback, but you know, if you want to try and get things scheduled, you know, after 3 o'clock and before six, you know, just a time banding would be very, very helpful at least. Thanks for that. Reviews has been done, so we don't need to go back to that. Have we got Michael or Erica is going to step up? I'm not seeing either of them in the meeting.
Hey, Cheryl, this is Erica. I can give a quick update today.
Where are you? I don't see you in the Zoom room.
I don't know where I'm hiding.
You're hiding. Okay. Sorry, Erica. Over to you.
No problem.
There you are. Found you. Found you.
So we'll have a pretty quick update today. I guess not too much has happened since our last meeting last week. The community work party had a call last week to go through any the just outstanding planning for the upcoming meeting. And after our plenary last week, Michael and I sent out the questions that we had developed for the sessions, in particular in Marrakesh, and kind of we were waiting for any pending feedback and haven't gotten anyone. So I think we've you know, if anyone can jump in and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think we feel comfortable with saying those are final for the community work party at this point. And aside from that, I think that was the main main task that we focused on last week, and have I'd say we've completed. So that's about it for us. There's not too much else to report right now, but happy to answer questions, or if anyone disagrees on being finished, let me know. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. I'm sure particularly after Marrakesh, community work party will have plenty to do, because, of course, Marrakesh is all about interacting with the community. So there'll be no shortage of follow-up, I'm sure. We're not going to do any update on IRP. So with that, the next thing is, of course, under our agenda is to check on any outstanding resource requests, and in particular, Pat wanted to ask if there's any issues with disclosure agreements, noting you don't all have to have filled one out, but we do want to explore if there's any issues that have arisen with NDAs and resource requests. Pat, did you want to give some depth and colour to that?
Yeah, thanks, Cheryl. This is Pat. No, I was just, when I was going through some of the items that going through some of the old mail, when we talked about filling out the NDA, I had not seen anybody have any issues with it or have any issues with not getting documents. So it was just something that we hadn't talked about in a while, and I wanted to make certain there weren't any issues or any documents that we requested that are having bars put on because of NDAs. So it's just a checkpoint, that's all.
Great. So are any of the work party members aware of that? We are aware that a few members of the review team did not wish to fill out an NDIA, and that's fine. I'm not going to audit. Pat and I aren't going to, you know, ask people to say who did and didn't on this call, but we will perhaps ask staff to just double check with people who haven't filled them out if they intended to and simply, you know, have lost the paperwork or need some assistance, and we'll be able to do any of those in Marrakesh or during the Marrakesh meeting if needs be. But it seems to us that so far none of the resource requests have been for anything that would require non-disclosure associated with it. Now, Jennifer, are Pat and I correct in that, or are you aware of something else?
Thanks, Cheryl. This is Jennifer. No, you are correct. And we will, if a request comes in that does require an NDA, we will communicate that as soon as we get the request and we know that that would be the case. But so far, no requests have been in that situation. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Can Pat and I ask, have you know, the majority, or is there a significant number of people who have not filled out an NDA? Where are we on percentages? I mean, those of us who've done it know we've done it, but we don't all know who's done it.
So the so far there's 6 review team members who have signed the NDA, and I noted your comment. We can certainly follow up with those who haven't, and just as you emphasized, we'll make it clear that it's not mandatory, but just to double check that they did not just forget or misplace the paperwork. So we'll make a note to do that. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer. That would be great. It's just, you know, obviously one would have to step back from the analysis and access to any requests if indeed they do come requiring NDAs. So we will be not wanting any surprises, that's all. Thank you very much for that. Pat, is that dotted the I's and crossed the T's on that one for the moment?
Yes, it has, Cheryl. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. Now, with the work plan, are we in a position, Brenda, to display that?
Sure. One moment.
Because we've got a whole... Thank you kindly. We've got a whole bunch of delivery dates that you need to be aware of. And wow, that's fine print. Talk about a fine print. So, Pat, did you want to take them through this lot?
Yeah, sure.
Quick review.
Yeah, this is Pat. So, I just wanted to, you know, I know we just finished our deliverable for the term, you know, the terms of reference of the work plan. Got that one done. And now we're going to go into Marrakesh, of course, and we're going to have some more work sessions, some more interview sessions. But I just wanted to remind everyone that we really don't have an opportunity to let our foot off the gas at this point, because we do have a busy scheduled summer to get, you know, to get a lot of the analysis work done, a lot of the review of that done within the different work groups. So that, you know, it's just a reminder that we've got short delivery dates. I think the next one really is in September. And we've got some interim dates in there, but I think September is really the next date that we're focused on, so that we can get some stuff in for review. So that was all, Cheryl. I just wanted to just to remind everyone that we've got a busy summer.
Thanks, Pat. And I'd like to follow up on what you've just said and remind all of the work party leads, but also the work party members, that this is a living document. This work plan needs to be updated and adjusted with the percentages completed at regular intervals. So when you're progressing post Marrakesh with particularly the in-depth analysis and the beginning of drafting of commentary and outcomes, you're going to need to basically visit this document weekly and look into it, see what your next steps are. Have you done the last step? Is there a predecessor that should be done? Are the percentages a true and accurate reflection? All of that sort of stuff. This is going to be one of the most frequently used pieces of documentation after Marrakesh and through to our meeting in Singapore and then again in, towards the end of the year. So get used to it, ladies and gentlemen. This should be as regular reading as your as I in the old days I would have said your Sunday morning newspaper. Of course, nobody reads a Sunday morning newspaper anymore. It'll be your next best friend in documentation. Okay, if there's no questions on that, I believe everyone has. Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong. Everyone actually has editability, not just commentability, or do they only have comment on that work plan?
So at the moment, this work plan is, I think it's only comment, but let me know how I can change the permissions, whatever is best for you all. I think from my perspective, I would suggest that we leave it as comment. And then that way everybody gets a chance to review the comments and kind of approve them, as it were, but happy to go with whatever you prefer.
Okay. I'm certainly comfortable with that, unless someone else has an issue with that. There's no shortage of places. Just highlight something and say, you know, this 20% should be 30% in my opinion. And the rest of your group can go, no, it should be 33 or it should be 27. Deal with that in the comments, and then we'll take some sort of consensus outcome based on that and adjust accordingly. Sounds like a plan, and I'm seeing no one objecting. Okay, let's.
Cheryl, if I may.
Yes, sorry. Go ahead, Jen.
I find it really hard to raise my hand and share my screen, but anyway, one thing that we might want to think about is perhaps having the work plan on the agenda, maybe like once a month or so, and then we can just check in and as we're doing just now and make sure everybody's happy with where things are at.
Let's make that so, my dear. That sounds like an excellent plan indeed.
Great, thank you.
Terrific. So that is a little AI then. And I'm not sure co-hosts and hosts can even raise their hands. I think there's all sorts of limitations on you, in fact. All right, back to our previously advertised agenda. Next thing we're going to be looking at, this is going to be an incredibly short meeting, is our Marrakesh agenda. Now, ladies and gentlemen, guess what Pat and I want you to do? We want you to finalise your questions. Doesn't mean you can't make some last-minute adjustments when we get there. But we really, really, if we can display the agenda, thanks, Brenda, that'd be appreciated. We really need you to get your questions into the agenda so it's not just your work party that are aware of them, but that the rest of the group are. So at the moment, the document is I believe still only showing the questions from the GAC. We know that community's got their questions ready to go. We know that I think board's got their questions ready to go. I think reviewers have, I'm not quite sure. But let's now wrap this up to a near final, if not final, on page 2. It might be appropriate for you all to, if you are in a position to open the document second document, it might be easier for you to look. But we've got our confirmed interactions through the week. Keep scrolling down. Thank you, Brenda. Keep going. And there we go. So at the moment, we've only got the questions that have gone to the GAC, and also the questions to the board and other ACs, which are listed. If you keep going down, each of the work parties needs to fill these blanks out here. So, Erica, you're ready to go. You're ready to roll with the community so they can go across. Is there anyone else? I misspoke earlier. Asvaldo, you indicated that your questions are not finalised yet. How soon can we expect those to be done?
Sebastian speaking.
Go ahead, Sebastian.
Okay, I guess we are not the board group ready, but Osvaldo and myself will work on that right now, and hopefully in the next 48 hours it will be ready. I hope it will be less, but I am traveling tomorrow to Marrakesh, and it may be a little bit more difficult, but we will try to do that in the next few hours if possible. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for that. Yes, I'm also leaving at lunchtime tomorrow, and seeing as it's already almost midnight the day before I leave, I empathise with the timelining there. At least 50% of the questions look as if they can go across. Jennifer, you've said you've already transferred the community questions across, which is great. When Brenda's copy updates, that'll be reflected. Daniel, have you got any questions ready for reviews, or more to the point, less for reviews and more for general general interaction with community, other ACs and SOs? Okay. I'm going to take silence as a technical problem. So, all right, if the board questions will be 36 to 48 hours, that's going to take us right up to our meeting time. So whether or not you do it and prepare it while you're on the plane, or before you arrive, or when you're sitting in airports. Pat, what's our drop dead time, seeing as we were hoping to get this finished on the fly here today, but it doesn't look like that's possible. What do you want to make as a drop dead time for these questions?
Well, I mean, I think that it's got to be no later than Saturday evening in Marrakesh, because Sunday's when we start rolling.
And it's just to remind everybody, it's almost less important for us to know these questions. It is actually more important for us to have had some time to transmit the questions to the people we're meeting with. And we have missed that now. If we could have finalised it now, we would have had a few days whereby people could have added it to their agenda and considered it before our intervention. It is what it is. We'll just make the best of it. Okay, so let's call it a 23:59 UTC on the, do you want to say the 21st or the 22nd, Pat?
I'm just looking at my calendar real quick.
Okay.
So why don't we try to shoot for the 21st, because that gives people, you know, Saturday to take a look at them before we go in on Sunday. So 2359 UTC, the 21st would be Friday night. Saturday, yep. everyone's in transit for most of the day on Saturday anyway, I think. So yeah, let's make it the
okay. So 2359 UTC. That's when the questions need to be finalized. And in this document. Ramit, I don't know which board Google Doc you're talking about, but I actually want the questions, once the work party has agreed on them, in this master draft agenda. So it's great that you've done some editing in the board doc, and I hope the rest of the work party agree with them. And I hope that will mean that you've got questions that are refined appropriately. Thank you, Osvaldo, for saying you'll be able to have it tomorrow. So you've got the deadline, and it's a hard deadline, 23:59 on the 21st. Think of it as a solstice celebration, if you will. Okay. Well, why not? The next item for the agenda then, because this was the main thing we wanted to establish today, and we will do our best to try and transmit the questions then to the people we're visiting with. Let's just go back up to our ordinary agenda. I think we're perilously close to... any other business in the world's shortest meeting. Our agenda for today. We've gone through our Marrakesh agenda. We don't need to redo that. Although do remember to have a look at it, and the fact that we are starting at 9 a.m. So set your clocks for arrival at 8:45. With that, we're up to any other business. The annotation, Casey is not here today. Daniel did speak to the ATRT2 recommendations and the desirability of the other work parties to get feedback in their reports. His request was responded to by a number, if not all, of the work parties. Do we need to do anything else on that, Pat, or will that do for that AOB?
I think we're good for that AOB. Yes.
Okay. In which case, let's call for any other business. And hearing no one and not seeing anyone raise their hands, bringing this home for landing on extreme speed. Wow. Jennifer, what action items and decisions have we reached?
Great, thank you. This is Jennifer. So the first action item is for staff to double check with those who haven't signed the NDA yet to confirm if they intend to do so. And then staff also to add the work plan to the agenda once a month. At the moment, team has editing rights to comment only, and we agreed that to keep it that way for now. And then the deadline for the questions is 23:59 UTC on the 21st, and that's the questions for the interactions in Marrakesh, and those are to be posted into the agenda Google document, which will be the final place for them to live. And with that, that's all the actions and decisions that I captured. Thank you.
Well, that's fantastic. Pat, is there anything you think we've missed before we wish everyone safe travels if they're moving to Marrakesh?
No, I think we're good. With your point, yes, everyone safe travels, and we will see you all on Sunday morning at the latest. Maybe we'll see you Saturday evening.
Excellent. All right then, and remember, if you're going to be presenting and you're on Zoom, please do join the Zoom room as early as you can. That's the 8:45 mark, if possible, so that we can check audio and make sure that that you are well connected. With that, let's stop the recording and thank our staff, and look forward to seeing some of you in Marrakesh and a very active and interactive meeting with communities while we're there. Thank you, one and all, and bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.